Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're visiting with Mr. Greg Ward. He is the founder and executive director of the Center for Respectful Leadership and a best-selling, award-winning author, speaker, facilitator, and executive coach. He's on a mission to transform lives and organizations through respect and respectful leadership. He's developed and delivered over 2,500 keynote presentations and talks, training programs, seminars, webinars, and workshops in North America, Europe, and the Middle East for groups ranging in sizes from 12 to 2,000. His newest book is Restoring Respect and is a must-have guide for repairing broken work relationships. And Mr. Ward, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me. My pleasure.
Hey, our pleasure and honor to have you. Looking forward to learning a few things from you today as well. So maybe it's me, but it sure seems like there's a lot of disrespect happening in public right now. I just went out just a few moments ago, and I'm just still shaking my head about the disrespect out there. Now, I'm right about that, and I know I am. So why is this happening? Get into that as we kick things off today.
That is, you are right on target, Eric. It is happening. In fact, there was some recent research released by Georgetown University that indicates that in 25 different industries all over the globe, frontline workers, in other words, people who deal with customers on the front lines, 73% of them say that they've been treated disrespectfully by a customer on an average of once a month in the last year. And also, even more disturbing, is that most of them expect that this is normal, that being treated disrespectfully by customers is normal. Now, why is this happening? Well, there are many reasons. I wish I could say there's one reason to point to, but we're all living in the aftermath of a pandemic. Most of us have never experienced anything like what happened. A lot of us were extremely stressed out. People stopped working. People became ill. Family and loved ones became ill. Some of them even passed away. The entire economy was in upheaval, supply chains, you name it. Everything went wrong during the pandemic. And so that kind of upheaval in society is going to be reflected in our workplaces as well. And we can no longer just go to work and close the door and shut out what goes on in the world. We're all completely connected now, and we see the kinds of public displays of disrespect that are going on through video. We hear about it on the news. The news is triggering us into a fight, flight, or freeze response, the so-called amygdala hijack. We are stressed out. And as I always say, when the going gets tough, people get tough on each other.
And you can put that in bold print and underline that 1,000 times. That is for sure on that. Now, tell me, according to MIT and many other researcher organizations, one of the top reasons people are quitting their jobs these days is a toxic work environment. So how does disrespect play a role in that situation?
That's an excellent question, Eric. I can tell you this. When I was coming up and started my career, I'm a baby boomer, there was an expectation that you joined a company at the bottom. They definitely did not treat you with respect. There was an attitude of you're lucky you have a job, and you had to put up with how they treated you, and hopefully you would meet their expectations, and eventually they would promote you and move you into the highest levels. Well, those days are long gone, long gone. And we are now, like it or not, employees are commodities, and we will hire and fire them as we need and as the economy dictates. So what's happened in conjunction with that change is that our employees have gotten a lot smarter about what they expect from a work environment. And the expectation that they're going to be treated with respect is at the top of the list. So essentially, the gone are the days of being able to treat employees with disrespect. And if they didn't like it, well, too bad. Because we are now in a full employment environment. Anyone with any kind of experience and training can get a job in their field if they like overnight if they want. So this kind of environment means that the employees are calling the tune. And what we've learned about our millennials and Gen Z employees, who now make up in the United States nearly 50% of all of our employees, they are very smart. They're very savvy. They're very aware of this full employment situation. And if we don't treat them with respect, and I know that's troubling for some people because they believe that those employees have to earn respect, but all of our research tells us that's not the case, that instead leadership need to earn the respect of employees. So if we do not treat our employees with respect, they'll walk. They'll just say, I'm out of here, the grass is greener somewhere else, and they will leave. And that is a reality that leaders in every kind of organization, from entrepreneurs to giant global companies, need to understand. The world has changed, our employees have changed, and we have got to roll with those changes or else we will not survive.
Great feedback and response there. Really helpful. Now, in your new book, Restoring Respect, you outline a process that you developed called Coaching for Respect. What is that and how does that work?
You know, back in the day, when someone felt disrespected, they would probably tell colleagues about it and maybe family. But these days, they go right on Glassdoor and they tell the world about when they feel disrespected at work or are working, as we discussed, in a toxic work environment. So HR is frequently tasked with wading into a situation that has exploded between two employees who have, as we call it, fallen out of respect for each other and are told that it needs to be fixed. Well, HR's hands are often very tied. They have to follow specific policies and procedures, including investigations and potentially progressive discipline. And all of that can really cause even more problems. So we said, you know, it's possible that most people are good, decent people. They're not deliberately disrespecting each other. What if we tried to get them together first to see if we can repair this relationship? And what we have discovered is that if you have some respect, either for the knowledge and experience or the talents and skills of a colleague, we can build on that and figure out a way to bring you and this colleague that you've fallen out of respect for back together again to at least come to some kind of agreement of how we're going to work together in the future. That is essentially what the Coaching for Respect process is. It's a 10-step process. It's very clear and well delineated about moving from step to step to step. It takes about 6 to 8 weeks, and it requires someone who knows how to mediate, do coaching, use a little alternative dispute resolution, a little psychology. It's kind of a mix and match kind of process, but it does work, and it can obviate the need to go to more serious remedies such as termination and avoiding lawsuits and potential settlements and so on.
Well, when we got you booked for this interview, I was excited to hear what you have to say about all this, and really great to have you on to talk about the problem of disrespect and restoring respect. Of course, that is the title of your book. We're speaking with Greg Ward, the founder and executive director of the Center for Respectful Leadership. His newest book is Restoring Respect. As mentioned, it's a must-have guide for repairing broken work relationships, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, can you really get two people who've lost respect for each other to work together again productively?
That is a great question. It is the million-dollar question. Yes, it is possible if they are willing to try. If they're willing to try, it's possible. But if they're not, Because sometimes something has happened that we call an unrightable wrong. Someone feels so disrespected, the last thing they want to do is go back to work with this person again. But what if they realize through coaching that maybe they played a role in how this relationship fell apart, and they actually are good, decent people who want to make things right? I have had it where people have come to me and I've sat down with them individually and done a little coaching and finding out what happened. I've said to them, hey, look, you seem like a decent human being. Do you want to try and repair this relationship? I know what happened is upsetting to you, but I think the other person may want to try and repair this too. So if you're willing to give this a shot and the other person's willing to give it a shot, we can make progress and very likely bring them back together again. But there are many variables, Eric. It has to do with so many different perceptions. There's feelings and emotions involved. And so I tell my clients 50% of the time this works and 50% of the time it does not. Can't guarantee it, but I know if people are willing to try, usually I can get them to the table and make it work out.
Yeah, that important factor there is their willingness to make it right and willingness to try to work it out. So that's some good points right there. Now, isn't respect just a warm and fuzzy? That may be a response by some of the listeners tuning in. Aren't you saying that people should be just nicer to each other? What's your response to that?
Well, no, many people ask me that question. They say, oh, Greg, you just want me to be nice. And my answer is no. Nice is a nice to have. If I bring you, Eric, next time I see you and I come into your workspace and I bring you some flowers, it's very nice, isn't it, Eric? But it's not about respect. It's just me being nice to you. And frankly, if you work for me and I had to give you some feedback about your performance that it wasn't meeting expectations, me being nice to you is probably not a good idea, because you're going to get conflicting messages. So I need to be very direct with you with my feedback in a respectful manner, but not in any way that anyone would consider nice or friendly. Sometimes you have to be very, very blunt with people, but you can do that in a respectful way that no one would consider nice. I hope that makes a distinction. Nice is nice to have, but respect is an imperative.
There you have it. Respect is imperative. Very well stated, and thank you for that. Now, also, why should a company use your coaching for respect process when coworkers fall out with each other all the time? Why shouldn't they just let human resources or legal handle it?
That's an excellent question, because if we can restore respect to that relationship and get them back working together through this process, then it's very likely that organization is going to save a lot of time and money. And I know that's important to most organizations. Time, money, and effort are valuable. And if we started having legal involved, all of a sudden people square off with each other. They start calling their own lawyers, and all of a sudden the money just starts flowing. The only people who get paid in that situation is always the attorneys. So at the end of the day, if you can turn to a process first that might have a chance of getting these people back together to work productively together, they won't be best friends anymore, but they might be able to work together productively, then that's very likely going to save a lot of time, effort, and money. And I don't know any organization that doesn't want to do that.
Yeah, for sure on that. And again, Mr. Ward, we want to thank you for what you do and for joining us here today on the program. Before you go in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip? That would be a bonus tip, or anything else along the lines of our conversation today that you'd like to share?
Well, thank you for asking. Yes, I'd like to remind everyone, in these highly stressful times, we're all under a lot of stress. Get your shift together. What am I talking about? I'm talking about your emotional shift. Sometimes when problems cross our desk that get thrown in front of us, we have emotional reactions. We need to get our emotional shift together. Let's not infect other people with our negative responses to problems. Take a deep breath. Take a walk. Go outside. Get some light and sun into your eyes. Do whatever you can to shift your emotional state. You'll be thankful that you did.
You certainly will. And again, we want to thank you for your time once again. Where can listeners pick up the book, Restoring Respect? Also get further details on Center for Respectful Leadership and more on yourself.
If they just head to our website at the Center for Respectful Leadership.org or simply type in Restoring Respect book and they'll come to the book.
And of course, we'll add those links accordingly within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Ward, again, thanks for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Mr. Dye, thank you for having me. I truly appreciate it.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Greg Ward, the founder and executive director of the Center for Respectful Leadership. His newest book is Restoring Respect, a Must-Have Guide for Repairing Broken Work Relationships. And for all the details, again, visit restoringrespectbook.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.